Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Stevie Weeby here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Off the Grid Ryan Part 4 episode, aka Ryan Davis. My favorite part of his interview was when he talked about Mushin, which is a form of meditation, and it's achieved when a person's mind is free from thoughts of anger, fear, or ego during combat and everyday life. I found it very interesting, and it was good seeing my friend. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome back for the fourth time, Off the Grid Ryan Part 4, aka Ryan Davis.
Four times.
Dude, do you believe it?
I can't believe it. Me and Eric Griffin, man, we're neck and neck, right?
Oh, you're going to be on here more than him, I think. Ooh. I love Eric, but yeah. Because I love, we talk about some stuff, mostly video game.
Oh, yeah.
I do notes for you.
That's
we do conspiracy notes.
Let's get it.
How you been? Like, give me an update. I haven't seen you since the last time. I'm 40 years old.
Happy
birthday, brother.
Greg Carl Wood from the Higher Side Chats have been asking about you, man. He calls me all the time.
What's his name? Can I give him a shout out?
Greg Carl Wood from the Higher Side Chats.
Shout out to Mr. Carl Wood. You're always welcome on the Stevie Weeby Show. We love new voices.
I think he's a little nervous going solo, so he wants to come on with me as like a
lubricant. Why is he scared?
I don't know.
No, he shouldn't be scared.
It's kind of like you know? You get to be you in your own setting, so now he's stepping outside. But Greg, next time.
Has Greg seen any of the podcasts?
Oh, yeah. He's a big fan, dude. Big fan.
Really? He loves it?
Yeah, dude.
Happy 40th.
Hold on. Thank you very much.
What do you got? I knew you got...
Presents, brother.
You always do. Thank you. You didn't have to do that.
Last week, I celebrated my 40th birthday.
What do you got here?
And I went on a little trip up north to the Redwoods.
Damn right. I was going to bring that up.
And all those things are in there for you. So go ahead. I love that you got the sage going.
We got some Palo Santo... What is this? Is this deodorant?
Yeah, you know how I always put you on.
This is Palo Santo deodorant?
Remember that lavender tip I put you on?
Oh, yeah, this is next level.
There's multiples, dude. Oh. I know you like soap and to smell good.
Oh, wow. Because I light this for real.
Oh, you know about Palo.
I could smell this under my armpits now.
Look at the other one.
So this is all I needed. Even if you just gave me this, I would have been, dude, I'm good.
Bro, check it out. There's a couple other ones.
Oh,
I think
wow. This is like a special episode of Stevie's P.O. Box, but on the real show.
Hell yeah.
Which humbled all-natural deodorant, forbidden tonka bean.
I don't know what tonka bean is, but it's forbidden.
You know damn well it's on next level shit.
It probably smells like sexy
hippie. I could dig it.
What is it?
A little lavender. A little lavender-like.
Yeah.
Earthy. Thank you for that. See, dude, you didn't have to. Dude, how many you got in here?
Dude, I went to Eureka Natural Foods.
Can I give
you one? Oh, dude, there's a little bit of.
I'm going to give you tonka bean.
Every day, you got to be a different one.
What you want? You want Texas cedarwood? Grapefruit, this is next level.
You ever smelled these before?
Oh, God. That They're, you know what I like? You know why I like it? Because they're faint.
Oh, yeah. And it's all natural.
Dude, once you hop out of the shower, you put this under your armpit, you're going to get a girlfriend.
Well, wait. There's more.
There's more.
What else you got in there?
Humboldt Scrub Fern Valley Goat Milk Soap. Woo! Oh, that's next level. That's like cologne.
See? Oh. It was hard to give that away. I almost wanted to keep that one.
I could tell.
Every time you rub your hands, you're going
to
think
of it. Look forward to a shower, don't you? You're like, damn, I can't wait to get my shampoo done so I could put this under my armpits.
Exactly, dude.
Hey, Ren, you want to smell this? Here, no, hold on. Stay right there. No, stay at the camera. I'm going to throw it. Okay. Check it out. You got more here, too? Maybe. You didn't have to do. You went above and beyond already.
So I'm trying to get you, you know, I'm trying to get you to come out with me on one of these adventures.
Well, you know, I need to get out of here. Ooh, what is this? What the hell?
Some socks to get out there,
Bigfoot Active Collection. You know I love socks.
And wrapped up inside here is real Palo Santo, brother.
God dang, dude. I feel like it's my birthday. It is my, you know, it's my sobriety birthday. So this, dude.
Dozen?
Your timing is impeccable. 12 years sober.
Well, I think this last one's going to prove it, man.
Boom, Palo Santo. Here we go. What's this, dude? You got it. You're going in, huh?
I hope you wear a medium, bro.
Oh, that is me. It's a Bigfoot shirt.
So I go up to Pacific Northwest a lot, an area called Oric.
It's like tie-dye. Go ahead.
And it's got the most amount of sightings of Bigfoot, right? So I go camping there solo in hopes to maybe see something or to hear something.
You know what? I wouldn't be mad if I died like that. If Bigfoot killed me, I would be. Dude, that's a story.
Especially if he makes sweet love to you. Because, like, what if that's what Bigfoot is? What if he's just a lover and no one ever tells about
him? What if he rapes my butt?
No, raping. Like, he makes sweet, sweet Bigfoot love to you.
It would be rape then. Because it's a big creature. That'd be rape, wouldn't it? If I comply, so you're saying I would have to comply with Bigfoot?
I think all lovemaking in nature is rape, unfortunately. We're just going to have to call it, it is what it is.
There's no way to fight it off.
No. Never.
How big is Bigfoot? Just give me a
7 to 9 feet, estimated.
7 to 9 feet.
Yeah.
How many pounds do you think? 400 pounds.
400 or 500
350,
pounds. 350.
400.
Yeah. What you pushing right now?
I'm like a little bit, like a $130, $135.
That's not bad.
He would hold me down with a finger.
This is why we need
to. And I would be like, please. And then I'd be like, like my butt would be in pain.
Doesn't end there.
Okay. Right here, brother. Oh, thank you, brother. I love this shirt.
I like that when we started this off, you like burned some sage.
Oh, okay. Well, we got it. White sage here. California
We're setting
white
the mood,
sage.
Man.
Oh, my God, dude. Thank you so much.
Love you, Steve.
What beautiful
Miss you,
gifts.
Man.
I love you, too.
So what do I got to do to get you out there,
well,
man?
Well, I'm free right now. I'm like, all I'm doing is I'm doing my content. I'm actually working on new music as well.
Nice.
A Stir Crazy. You know the movie Stir Crazy with Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a concept album, but I'm trying to pull kind of themes and ideas out of these samples. Oh, look at this.
And it's coming from Stir Crazy.
Oh, look at that.
This is the final one.
I didn't even know.
We have matching ones, brother. So I know that me and you both have a little bit of an obsession with the reptilian.
Yes, I do.
More or less the metaphorical, because inside of each of us is a reptilian. You
oh,
know?
Yeah.
So we're the brothers of the reptilian
screaming
abyss.
Dude. We are then. I'm going to put this
That's
on.
That's a handmade bead
this
by some
handmade.
Hippie up north.
Well, is this like a reptilian charm that will kind of will this attract reptilians to my apartment?
It might make you just like they might pass by you as like the blood over the doorway back in the day.
They're already underneath, aren't they? They're underground.
Chances are, man.
Yeah. So tell me about your trip to the Redwood Forest, man. Like, I saw the Insta video, and you're like, Steve, you're missing out. You could be here. It looked beautiful, by the way.
Have you ever been to the Redwoods?
I've been. Is Yosemite different?
And no, it's not. That's not the Redwoods yet. So the
Redwoods. Okay, I've been to Yosemite, so I have not.
We gotta go, man. It's like from here, it's about 660 miles to my little location. I'm not gonna say to these kooks because let's keep the West wild. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But you went by yourself?
Yeah, I go up there. There's a spot on BLM land, which is Bureau of Land Management. I know there's multiple BLMs right now, but the OG. It's $8 a night. You can't beat that, dude.
Is that, do you get your own camping spot?
You know, own camping spot, your own, you got your own fire pit, you got your own table, and then there's actually, there's not flushable, but there's latrine style. So you get to do that awesome dump where it takes like a minute before it hits.
Yeah, did you bring baby wipes for your ass?
Oh, yeah, I get the witch hazel ones too. That's a little trick I learned from Giannis Pappas.
Yeah.
It's a Greek little tradition is to use witch hazel on your anus.
I love any kind of baby wipe as long as it gets it all out.
Dude, your bathroom, that green light in there, that's fucked up, man. I was instantly disoriented. I turned it on and I was just like,
it's the Green Lantern style. Yeah, you don't like it?
Yeah, I see that thing.
I shower with that thing on. It puts me in the
you're in the plasma zone?
Yeah, it puts me into my own little matrix.
You're a maniac.
Oh, sleeping bag. You brought a sleeping bag too? You got a Coleman like that too?
I do the tent. I do it all solo.
What kind of tent? Two man, four man, one man?
It's a three man so that I get a little bit of space and so I can kind of like half stand up when I'm putting on my pants in the morning.
Yeah.
But I've camped at this place a lot now, like about half a dozen times over the past 3 years.
So I
trust where it's at, but the only weird part is just in the middle of the night, you realize you're surrounded by other, like, random people. You're like, I know what I'm up to out here, but what is that kooky guy over there doing?
And you might hear some howling.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you, by yourself, like, that's kind of courageous.
I'm an Eagle Scout, so, like.
Yeah, but at night, it's pitch black, man.
Wilderness Survival was my favorite merit badge.
You brought a knife?
I got Wilderness Survival when I was like 13 or 14.
And this was
out at Catalina Island, all right?
I haven't been there.
Dude, I got family out there as well,
Catalina
brother.
Island.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. You want to go scuba diving?
Catalina Mixer.
Dude, a whale's vagina.
Yeah. Love that movie.
But yeah, dude, we should. I want to get you out.
I'm a hermit. You know that.
I know you are.
I'm a hermit.
I literally almost thought about just leaving Obi Bear hot wings on your like doorstep the other day and ringing it and running away.
Oh, so you sometimes you'll pass by like, I wonder if Steve's sleeping.
Yeah. Well, it was awesome is that I got a message from you at 2 a.m, which I imagine is your like 8 a.m.
Wait, say that again?
The other day, like you're like 2 a.m, I get a message from you and it's, hey, Ryan, would you do my podcast? And I was like, dude, what are you doing up at 2 a.m?
Oh, no, that's scheduling. Like I'm sorry.
You're a vampire. I love it.
I am. Well, dude, I don't like that about myself. And it's getting worse now because it's getting towards winter, too. I do the hibernation thing, even though it's not, we don't see the elements or snow. I just naturally want to curl up like a snail and just.
Is that how you sleep in the fetal?
It's weird because I used to have to have a pillow in between my legs.
Yeah, me too.
I remember on a ski trip, my friend Anthony, we're all sharing the bed, and I remember he was freaking out because I didn't realize that I was doing this, but I straddled his thigh. He got freaked out.
Hey, man. But just keeping him warm, dude.
No, but it was because I was used to having, you know, it's comfort.
Yeah, keep your digits, because you're probably a skinny guy. Your fingers get cold.
Yeah, I'm pretty skinny. Yeah, I'm pretty skinny.
Yeah, either sleep like put your hands like that or you do the little superstar style.
But I get scared. You know how it's kind of like when you're a kid, like the monster in the closet type vibe? I still get scared. If I curl and my back is towards the bathroom, there's something about that corner where.
So you have to face.
Yeah, so I have to face.
That seems creepier to face towards it.
Well, I'd rather see what's come if there's like a shadow or something or there. I would like.
I still have that in swimming pools at night. If there's no light on, I feel like there's like a creature from the Black Lagoon down there about to like tickle my scrotum.
Yeah, because there is weird energy. I've had to. Sage this place out a few times because my girl experienced some kind of paranormal stuff in here. Like, we were cleaning that corner out, and you know, like that stand I used to use for the little Ray's World show where you put the poster board on? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's a like kind of like a fold out, like there's hinges and you have to fold it out, you know?
Yeah.
It was like literally disassembled, right? And then I kid you not, like, I had a bookshelf. This is how long ago I had a Collins bookshelf. We were cleaning it out. And everything, I had books stacked in the corner, and I, like, turned away from it, and then, like, I was doing something in this corner, like, wiping shit down, and I turned back, and that stand was standing straight up, like, and I'm like, what, and we almost got in a fight, because I'm like, did you put that up there. She goes, no, babe, no, honey, I didn't. And I'm like, please tell me. You know, I was freaking out. I was freaking out. And not only that, so that happened. That freaked the, it was like Blair Witch fucking, you know, stand. And then she's seen, because she's really sensitive to stuff like that. She's seen like red eye, like some weird crap in here.
So what have you done to you
sage? Well, I sage it all. I mean, he got me sage. I got Palo. I mean, I got a grip of Palo Santo. I mean, I don't know what else to do because I'm not very religious, right? You know, I'm not a religious dude.
Yeah. All right.
But you know, I've also had. I don't think I've actually said this, but I've had you know, because I'm not watching porn anymore. And I, you know, because I used to look up the grannies, the grandma stuff. And I was internalizing that. Like, why would I even have an interest in that? That's like kind of gross, you know. But I realized that there has been this grandma witch figure in my dreams and shit. Like, where she's holding me down and like raping me. Like, you know. Like just on some cryptic shit, you know what I mean? Damn. And I've told, like, my girl, you know, and she's like, yeah, like, I think I've seen, like, I know what spirit that is, you know? And so I've never shared that, but there has been, I've had dreams where I'm running away from this hag, you know, and it's scary. She's scared. She's a witch, and she's old. She's a granny. She's a granny witch. And it's the most frightening kind of, it's like, I'd rather be chased down by like a demon than that.
So let's unpack that, because it's metaphorical. Everything, there's so many more layers. Okay, yeah. It's an old woman.
It's an old hag.
And so there was this one artist, forget his name, he believed there's only three stages of women. It's the virgin, the mother, and the old hag.
It was the old hag, dude. And it was so the old hag.
Old hag, what does that represent to you? Chances are, inside of your sack right now are sperms that are never going to make children. And so what you're getting is signals sending to you is your biological clock is ticking. And you have in your mind.
Oh, I'm the old hag.
That you are you. Yeah, it's always
I'm
you.
I'm aging like the old hag.
It's the mirror mind. It literally like.
Whoa.
I started,
did you write that? How'd you come up? Did you write that down?
It's in here in a sense because like I work with these two Korean dudes. I call one NK for North Korea, yeah. One SK for South Korea.
Okay, okay.
All right, one is more farmer-like, more down to the earth, easily manipulated. The other one is like bougie, fucking flossing, mm-hmm. Right? Well, I'm working with these guys. We had downtime. I do music videos with them, mm-hmm. And we had downtime. And the guy Dave, he's the South Korean, and he has inside of him Han. Have you ever heard Han?
Well, I
in
just
a Korean.
I just sense. Know that as a last name. It's a last name. Han or On. So Kim Yim.
It's a last name, but it's in Korean. It is. There has no word for it in English or really in any other language but mm-hmm. Korean. But Han is the never-ending, burning anger inside of you.
Oh damn!
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's crazy.
So that like, I understand that because I have like burning lava anger inside of me, like constantly. Right.
Me too. And you know what I realized? Sometimes that anger will hit me when I'm out in public. Like, I'll feel okay in here, you know, but I'll be like at Starbucks or, you know, In-N-Out Burger. And then I don't know where these thoughts are coming, but they're really malicious and like real, like just evil.
Yeah.
Like Elliot Roger, like type, like I want to, like, I feel rageful right now.
Yeah. I mean, if I
but
feel like
it comes out of nowhere, I could, you know, I have my skateboard. That, I'm waiting for like my cheeseburger, and I'm like, well, where did that thought come from? Why am I thinking that?
I always wonder: are the thoughts coming from outside, or are they coming from within? Side is the calls coming from within inside the house? You know, or it's one of those things.
I think it has something because this is like my safety net here in a way. Although there is energy here, but then when I go outward into the world, there's stuff out there I have no control. I don't, because there, if you think about it, even with more people, there's more like yeah. Archonic stuff attached energy. To that energy. So I feel like, I'll tell you what it is. I have a pet peeve. I'll be honest with you. With customer service, right? Like, I remember me and my brother, you know, like El Pollo Loco, sometimes they'll have a, like a frosty freeze where the, you know, ice cream place will. One time, like, you could tell the lady that worked there didn't like enjoy making those. And when she did it like half assed. It was melted on the cone. Same thing with like In-N-Out Burger. Let's say you order a number one combo.
Yeah.
And they fill up your drink not all the way to the top. You know, it's just little things that are no, it shouldn't matter. But to me, I get rageful. Like how dare she? How dare she do? You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. I'm telling you, I'm being honest.
No, and
it starts with that, right? It just starts with something small like that where I'm like, oh. And I internalize it and I personalize it and I take it personal. I go, oh, and this is not true. I know this is not true, but I say to myself, she don't like Asians.
Yeah.
So she ain't giving me a full cup of Coca-Cola right now. But it's ridiculous.
And the flip side.
I don't know why that enters my brain. I'm being honest with you.
No. The flip side of that is when that happens to me, I'm like, that's about right. If I was this, there's so many times where I realize like, yeah, I deserve that. You know, it's like, I feel like all the demons in my life are going to come back to me, you know?
Yeah.
And so I'm now, it went through this like, I discovered Han, and then I was like, how do I get this burning out of
so
me?
So that's right? Like this internal rage and
non-stop,
anger.
Non-stop, it yeah. will never stop. There's these Han videos of like fathers like losing their shit because there's like cameras up in everyone's homes now
yeah.
in Asia. And like they literally just throwing the table up, you know, and like it just from the drop of the hat.
Oh, Koreans right? are the worst with that.
And so like my buddy, yeah. like I was like, dude, we bonded over that. And so I started researching it. And out of that, it's this concept of a Japanese word called Mushin.
Which what does that mean?
It means no mind.
Is that a good thing? Like meditational? Like just chilling?
So the idea is picture a pond completely still, flat, not a single ripple in it. And it would reflect the mountains and the surrounding area.
I need that. It's the like way you just worded, dude, that just, was beautiful. I mean, the way you just worded that, that's what I need.
Yeah.
And so I need stillness.
It's the mirror mind. And so imagine yeah. it as flat as a mirror, right?
I need that, brother. You know, I need that because I realized, like going back to like that analogy of the worker at In-N-Out Burger, the reality of it, it's not personal. It just, she's really busy. She's trying to do like quadruple of the orders and she just has her hands full. And so the way I responded to her was, breathe. That's what I told her, like, and not a hateful way. I could just, you're going to get through it. Breathe. You know what I mean? And she kind of took it the wrong way, but I just threw in my two cents. Like, you're going to be okay. You're going to get through this. Cause I've done service jobs like that. I've worked in food.
Yeah.
I've gotten fired because I did the wrong thing. My thumb in the pancake and the yolk of the egg, you know, all that.
Hell yeah.
And so I know where she's coming from. I know exactly how she feels. When you're just swamped and you're like, oh my God, you're sweating. Too many orders pile up. But go back to what you're saying, that Japanese, the mushin.
Mu, it means mu. Emptiness, yeah. right? The mushin refers to the empty mind in mm-hmm. the sense of no distractions,
I like
right?
that, you came prepared.
Because like, what's funny is I had three other things I wanted to drop on you. But once I started researching mushin, I was just like, fuck it. And I approached all today with mushin where I was like, okay, I got to use the restroom. There's no place to use a restroom in the apocalypse. There was never a place to use a restroom in Hollywood before the apocalypse. Yeah. So like my whole thing is like, well, there's my old way of thinking is like, there's not going to be a parking spot and then there's going to be a line for the restroom. So instead I just like mushined out, like, fuck it. There was a parking spot right up front.
Mm-hmm.
I walked in and then I got a little smile from like a person. I'm like, okay, okay. And so my whole thing is like, fuck it, Ryan. Fuck it, dude. Like, look at where your life has brought you. You're sitting here talking to Steve Lee. Steve Lee is your friend.
Yeah, I'm your friend.
Like, I get to like, I text you like, I love you, brother. Yeah. And you say, I love you back. And like, there is literally a million people in the world that would love to have that. And
yeah.
I got that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we got it. Yeah.
And it's like, before I went on my trip, I mean, he probably doesn't post a lot of pictures of him, but Sam Tripoli's babies are beautiful.
Oh, can I give a shout out to Sam? I'm still open to having you come back, brother. You know, for a part two.
He's done.
Ryan's is beating you at the moment with the part four.
Okay? He's a busy man.
But I know he's busy. That's why I haven't bugged him.
Dude, but his babies are beautiful. So, like, it was right before I took off. I was like, dude, I would love to see those little cutie patooties. Yeah. Give a homie a hug. So
yeah,
like,
yeah.
And
he's a good dude.
His name is Tripoli for a reason. He is a Tripoli. I mean, like, he is awesome. He's Armenian, Russian-Armenian.
Yeah.
I mean, that's too crazy.
He grinds it out.
Yeah.
He,
so he's doing it, man.
Like, he's a grinder.
I got nothing but love in my heart for Sam.
Yeah.
And I told him, I was like, dude, we got to do this episode. You got to do an episode coming up about Nigeria. And I've been telling about Nigeria for like a little bit now. Like,
What's going on?
Dude, it's like the most, because of the BLM movement here in America, it's police violence is like worldwide. But Nigeria, it's so corrupt, right? And this is the most amount of violence that's going on in like 3 decades.
That's crazy.
The full on, like, everything's in overhaul.
Is that going on right now?
Right the fuck now. And that's why I was like, dude, we should do an episode.
What's the date today? The 27th?
And I get it that people
The reason why I'm asking is because I was planning on a real war, because Jordan Maxwell was saying, you know, Ophiuchus, the month October is Scorpio coupled with the planet Mars, and if you flip Mars, the M, it's war, the planet of war, with the Scorpio, it's deadly, poisonous war that's governing over that house.
Trip out.
That's why I was kind of, you're asking me, you know, I'm not giving you an excuse, but that was partially the reason why I was just chilling, because I expected that to happen. He was saying, because he had, you know, and this is through, you know, the way Nostradamus would read the stars. It's not political. They were looking at the stars, you know what I'm saying? So I was planning on, he was like October, November, but definitely at the beginning of October, mid-October, beginning of October. So I've talked about this. I was bracing myself like, damn, dude, I was waiting for something. But then, you know what, I tripped out the first week of October. What was the news there? Trump has corona. So I was bracing myself like, oh, okay, this is the beginning of what Jordan Maxwell and his homie, they were talking about. But thank God nothing has happened yet. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I thought I'd have to, I didn't mean to cut you off, but that's what's been on my mind. You know what I
think
mean?
Of the Bob Marley song, Everywhere is War. He's like, dude, there's, in and or the fucking thrash metal, suicidal tendencies, war inside my head. I mean, war, like, so the whole, like, I was going to, like, I've recently started trying to get into alchemy, understanding, like, because I've seen it in art for so many years.
Yeah.
I was an art history major, and I was always drawn towards, like, the hermetic, like, illustrations and how weird and cryptic. So I started, like, looking into it, and I just realized, I'm like, dude, what's the point? Let's go back to the mirror of my... It is so easy for people like me and you to become obsessed over things, because it can distract us.
Yeah, I mean,
from the internal, right?
Yeah, I mean, thank God there's outlets for that. I mean, that's partially the reason why I decided to start a new music project as well, because I'm like, well, I'd rather write things out that, or like these weird things in my head, put it on paper, opposed to laying here all night thinking about stuff I have no control over. And that's the frustrating part. I don't got control over like worldly, you know, cosmic shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't have no place in that. You know, I know we're all here for a reason, and God knows what we were in our past lives. Who knows? But I just know that we just got to get through this shit. You know what I mean? There's something... We're in a weird time right now.
Imagine a year ago, if I was to tell you everything that is happening right now.
If you told me 10 years ago that there's just going to be this crazy virus, and you can't go anywhere without a mask, and they're shutting down schools and shopping malls, I would be like, no. That's like a movie.
Yeah.
We are in the movie. We are in it.
Did you ever know anyone that was homeschooled?
No, I've heard of people that I don't know who've gotten homeschooled.
I'm not saying that they're any less educated or intelligent, but there's definitely some weirdness to like homeschool people, because they didn't
interact. I thought there was benefits.
There's benefits of like, you probably get, you could potentially get a more education, right? Because nothing's stopping you. But really, that interaction that you're supposed to be doing in school, because The American school system was designed after the Prussian school system, which was designed to make good workers.
So
what do we do in a world where there's no more work and there's no more school and there's no more kids interacting, right? My nephew is 6 years old. He's super, super smart. But I can only imagine how weird he's going to become if he never interacts on a daily, regular basis.
You need that socialization. You need that social aspect for, you know, just personal growth and shit. I mean, I've been obsessed with Elliot Rodger again. I don't know why, but dude, that's an example of this cat. He was so privileged, and there's a sense of entitlement. He expected women to just walk up to him. Oh my God, I want to date. You know, it's like. He was just messed up. And the main reason is what you're talking about. The cat had no communication skills, didn't make an attempt to even like talk to people who even tried to extend their hand out to him. You know what I mean? And it's a sad, sad story. I've been obsessed with this guy. I don't know why I'm still looking this. It's years ago. Was that 2012 where, you know, the Santa Barbara dude, you know, and then he's the whole incel movement. They look up to this cat like, oh, he's the prophet. You know what I mean? But he was just a kid that was lonely, frustrated, had a sense of entitlement, didn't have communication skills, didn't attempt. He thought that they were just supposed to magically come up to him somehow and he would be dating these blonde girls or something. Like he thought in his mind, he thought, I should be the one that's dating. You know, like this cat would go be at Trader Joe's and he would see like, this jock surfer dude with like two blonde girls in his arms and he would be like crying and going back to his BMW. He drove a BMW. It's like, dude, if you even have a little smidget of skill or game, you got a BMW, dude.
Dude, so that is just, that's one example of a person that then it wasn't given self-love.
Look what happened, Ryan. Yeah. Look what happened. Well, look what he ended up doing.
Dude, I'm not going to give away your location, but I was parked not too far from here, near where the crackheads hang.
Okay, I know. I mean, we'll talk about it. Yeah, I know exactly where that
dude,
is.
Dude, there was a guy. His pants were all over the
ground. People in the world will think that I like live in this homeless metropolis.
It is. It's gotten wild.
It's getting gnarly.
It's gotten crazy in the past 6 months.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'm glad you brought this up. My neighbor right there, the one that lives right there, where I used to live, the smaller studio, she got a cat. Camera, she had to get her. People been walking back here.
Oh yeah,
they aren't supposed to be here, and it's scared. Like she sends me like the footage of these people, and I'm like, oh my god, scary.
What are we gonna do?
Well, no, we came into agreement because the only people back here are me, her, and the dude Adam upstairs. So we're gonna make an agreement where after midnight we lock that door right there. Cause, dude, they've walked back here like just you know, and like zombies.
Do you walk around at night out here?
No, but dude, just living here, I've experienced so much scary stuff. I remember one time I was playing Destiny. I was playing like 4 or 5 in the morning, and then I heard. And I'm like, I thought it was my homie Craig. So I'm like, oh, it's just Craig. You know, he wants to chat it up. He wants to talk. It wasn't. It was some dude. White dude. Just in his boxer shorts.
I think that was the guy I'm talking about.
No, he had no clothes on. And he was sweating. And he was like, his body posture was like. And I'm like, can I help you, dude? And he's like, oh, yeah, can I come in? I was waiting for the person upstairs. And I go. And I had to think quick on my feet because, you know, like just street mentality, street shit. I go, what's his name? I go, what's, if you're waiting for him, what's the guy's name upstairs? Oh, he was cracked out, dude. And I'm just like, if you don't leave, I'm going to give you 5 minutes. If you don't leave within 5 minutes, I'm calling the cops. And then he was like, it was so scary. He was trying to look inside. You know, like Poltergeist 2, Reverend Kane, when he's outside the house and he's like trying to walk through, you know, he's trying to like see what's in the door. You know, it was like some Reverend Kane shit where he was like trying to look in and I kept like closing the door. I'm like, dude, I mean it. Yeah, I mean it. 5 minutes, dude. I'm not fucking around. I mean it. And I just closed the door. That's one. I got more. I got more stories like that.
Dude, the estimated is 60,000 homeless in LA County. 60,000, dude.
But like you said, I don't know where you're at right now, but here in this immediate area, it's gotten worse, dude. Like, I don't want to say the street, but I know what street you're talking about.
It's rugged over there, dude.
Right. It's a parallel street, right?
Yeah.
And it's on the other side. It's going towards Amoeba, right?
The cops just drove right by him and didn't do anything. The guy's pants were completely to the ground, no underwear on, just awesome flopping dong in the wind. And I was like, the cops just rolled right by, dude.
Yeah, I was getting my Velo today, my nicotine patch, skated there. I was going to go there, go get some In-N-Out. I seen a dude, no shirt. He was taking a shit, standing up, like just leaning against the wall next to 7-Eleven. And I'm like, I had to skate by it. And I'm like, fuck, dude, this is crazy. This dude's taking a shit. He's taking a shit.
The only way this is going to be solved is if Elon Musk makes like a shrink ray. And then in the night, they just go around shrinking the homeless and then just sweeping them up into like something. And I don't, what, 60,000 in 2020? Well, next year is going to be.
This is my problem. Like I understand that. Where's the housing, Jack? You know what I'm saying? Where are the taxpayers' money go? I mean, dude, you can't. Well, where is all this money going to? You know, like, you know, LAPD, whatever, they make a grip of money just on parking. You can't build housing for these people? But that's not the problem. It's layered because it's not only, it's a combination of things. It's either addicted to drugs or mental illness.
Yeah.
So you need housing and you need places where these people could get medicated and get help. I mean, it's layered, dude. I mean, but do you see why cats are like moving to Texas?
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. No, it's rugged out here on the streets, dude. I normally never go anywhere without a knife now on me. And I'll explain to the cops if it's over 3 inches, you know, because it's supposed not to be.
Yeah, let's go back to the positive. Let's go back to the positive. Your episode's just because I haven't even gone through my notes yet. I got a bunch of notes too, but I want you to I want you to cover this entirely.
Okay,
so everything you've written down.
All right, Mushin. All right. So the concept of Mushin is identical to the Japanese metaphorical expression Mizu no Koroku, which is mind like water.
Hmm.
All right. The mental attitude refers to a mind that is totally in harmony with the cosmos, that it resembles a still pond without any ripples. I mean, I can get to that state of mind. I listen to this like a real recordings from like the rainforest, and it's like this Peruvian like rainforest.
I could dig it.
For like 12 minutes I'll put it on.
It's like ASMR.
I just lay down and I just breathe in the good and put out the negative, right? And then, dude, I shit you not, I lay in dead man's pose, right? I got to this seat, Steve, by being a lunatic, by being a maniac. Your vibe attracts your tribe, right?
I've thought about that with our relationship. Do you think that the reason why we're like kin, and we get along so well is because we both have that, what you just said, we both have that.
We've stared into the abyss long enough, and it's gotten inside.
That red zone in it, we both have that.
Yeah, definitely.
Put it this way, I never want to see you full red. That would scare me. Because I know, I've seen you outside of this place. I've seen you, and sometimes I'll stare at you into your eyes, and there's something. I've never said this to you, but there's something like. I think I'm telling, like, you don't want to ever fuck with Ryan like that. Because I told you, I don't want to bring up the past, but I've told you in the past where I told you something I'm going through, and you wanted to like vouch for me and like. Stand up for me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you don't have to do that.
that's that hypervigilance inside of me. Like, I never got bullied when I was a kid, but I also never got punched in the mouth. So I have run my fucking mouth my whole life and didn't get punched in it yet. And so like I'm waiting for God to punch me in my mouth, you know?
Right.
And sure enough, you know, like, believe me, dude, I'm a guy that can be super vulnerable and open instantly
with
people, women, men, doesn't matter. Right?
Yeah.
But it, inside of me, dude, is that Han that I'm talking about. And the only way I know how to stop this Han is to go deeper into the Mushin mind, right?
I got the Han too.
Bro, so it's like...
I know I got the Han in me.
So...
I do.
So I know that technically there aren't any gyms open, but I do know that there might be ways for us to roll 10th Planet Jiu-Jitsu.
It's weird because my homie Mestizo, he started entering tournaments. He got third.
Damn.
Yeah, he's in Philadelphia, and he's got kids, and if he's doing it, why can't we like start? Yeah,
let's do it. So besides just rolling, bro, we got to go on the 37th parallel tour.
Yeah,
I mentioned it last time.
Yeah, I know we got to do it,
and that's what I put out that the homie Ed Gentle, he put up that artwork for us, dude.
That was dope. Can we give him a shout out?
Big time, dude. And if we do,
shout out to Ed Gentle.
Ed Gentle on Instagram, check him out, man. Mm-hmm. He's award winning. Fucking, he's the man. I love Ed. He's my little homie. He's my secret weapon.
It remind me of like some like Lord of the Rings, Dungeons and Dragons characters.
I put a lot of time and effort into it. And
I had a Jedi. I felt like, you know, oh, that's like that Jedi robe.
If you're into it, we could like sell the shirts and the hats to then like bankroll our 37th parallel tour.
Oh, that's what's up. Yeah, we look like wizards.
Yeah, dude. And look, it's not going to be, we're going to have fun, right?
But yeah.
I guarantee you, we're going to get spooked. Because like where we're planning on going,
we got to bring some of this then, man. Because... You know, I kind of want some of this, the sage and this.
All right, so check this out. Real quick. So alchemy. Yeah. We all hear the words, right?
Yeah. Won't you just define it, like just give a basic definition of what mixing certain elements?
So when people think of the elements, they think of the periodic table.
Yeah.
Well, back in the day, the elements, that what they really meant was earth, water, air or wind and fire, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the way you could think about it is right here, Palo Santo.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So this came from the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And when you heat it up, you then excretes oils, which is the water aspect of it.
Oh, damn.
Then enough vibrations, that's when the heat is coming off it as you get hot air, and then finally fire.
Yeah.
And so this is representative of the soul, because... Remember in the fifth element?
Oh, damn.
It's talking about the four elements. Earth,
water,
wind, and fire.
Yeah.
But the fifth element is the soul or love, right?
So this basically feeds our soul, like when we do this.
So when you burn this thing, it then cleanses the area. But it's all about belief. You know, if you put belief that this is going to cleanse this room and get all the weird hags out of your dreams, it will. You know what I mean? It's power of belief.
Yeah.
Like me and you, we live in this city that is made on illusion. LA has no water table.
Hollywood.
It's exactly.
The holly tree.
And the holly tree is where Judas hung himself.
That's crazy, dude.
And so that.
So you just brought another layer, but Hollywood, holly tree, magic wands.
Make wands out of
putting
it.
Spells on you, all that.
With this whole idea of in the Hindu religion, Maya, it means magic.
Yeah.
And so what we're here, this is all an illusion. LA shouldn't be here. None of us can support. There shouldn't be 30 million people with no water. It's a desert. Those palm trees.
There shouldn't be people shitting on the side of 7-Eleven. That shouldn't happen. He should have a toilet to go to where he can wash his hands and wipe his ass and get a meal. You know, there should be no reason for this. You know what I mean?
Get in an airplane. I know it sounds crazy. And fly in the daytime and look from LA to New York. Look at all that empty space. Dude, fucking...
God, I don't know if I'd rather be in New York. I wouldn't want to be in either now.
No.
Not New York, because I could talk 2 hours just on New York. But nothing against New York, but I'm talking about because of the Roman Empire. And,
exactly.
And the Vatican. Shit, like the mafia shit.
Well, dude.
Yeah.
Me and you. We start from Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
That's the west side point of the 37th parallel.
Did they film Lost Boys there?
The bridge is there, too.
Oh, that was a damn good
movie. And we can do the whole
reenactment. You seen Lost Boys?
Oh, yeah.
Damn good movie.
So it goes through 13 states.
You said...
From west to east.
From west to east.
And it's going 37th parallel. It's the most paranormal highway, most amount of abductions, most amount of not necessarily missing persons, but there is a big little hot zones of missing 411, if you will, right?
Yeah.
A lot of paranormal.
I was just going to say, we're freaking abducted, man.
I mean,
if we got abducted, right? If a UFO just said, "All right, these two, they're sufficient enough," and they gave us a choice, they said, "You know, we've been watching you two, and we like what we see, but we don't know yet whether it's, you know, benevolent or non-benevolent. We don't know yet, but they're like, put it this way: you could either join us, and you're gonna live." You could live longer, quadruple the amount you would as a human. We just got to inject you with something. We got to like kind of fuse our genetics with yours just to extend. But you're going to have to leave your life on Earth and join. You're going to have to fly through space with us. Would you come back here?
Hell yeah, dude. I would let them inject me instantly.
No, so you would not come back here. We would be off.
I'm out, dude.
We would be Lyrans.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Grab a towel. The Lyrans, let's roll.
Because right? I wrote a rap. I wrote about the Lyrans. They're the feline alien race.
Okay, yeah.
The Lyrans. The Lyrans. I would do it if it was them. If it was the Lyrans, because I'm like, okay, I like what they're about. If it was like reptilians, obviously no. But if the reptilian said, "We will spare your life, we could eat you up right now. We just crush your arm right now, and we'd harvest your meat." And you have a choice: you could join us, or we'll spare your life. But you're gonna have to be like the little gray. You know how the grays are their little worker bees. Yeah. You will extend your life. We won't kill you. Would you come back here, or would you?
I'd take off. I'm dude.
You would take off with the reptilians?
Dude, I'm down for adventure. I'm down for adventure, bro.
Yeah.
Like, let's go. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you fantasize about that being abducted? Because the way you're describing this trip, because you like adventure. I like adventure too, but there's a certain potential of danger.
It's like Hunter S. Thompson said.
You just told me, Steve, we might be scared, or what'd you say? You said something. You're like,
well, I definitely know. Like, it will be switching back and forth. Which one of us is Scooby and which one of us is Shaggy from day
Scooby
to day?
All, I'm
like,
Scooby all day, every day. I'll be Scooby.
We might be
Scooby Dooby Doo.
We might be Scooby, and what was the little dude? Fucking.
Was there
Scrappy dude?
Scrappy,
and Scooby dude. So let's do it. And then as we get close to like some major city, right? Because this is the best part for you. It's also...
What cities are we going to pass through?
We're going to be
is
going
Montana
through...
Montana in there?
No, that's way
up
there.
That's up north, sorry. Kansas?
So if we go through 13 states,
I don't
right,
know where that is. I don't know.
We stop and we let people know through Instagram, hey, we're going to be having some lunch at this barbecue spot. Then we could just meet up, meet and greet with rando weirdos that are down
and
for
we
it.
We do Airbnb maybe? Or
and camp a lot, dude.
I mean, camp. Okay, so we would survive just by camping.
We should camp. And we'll do so we can shower, you know. We'll do
can we bring Ren so he could be our camera guy?
We can do that, dude, if you're down.
You'll be compensated. We just have to. Do you have a tent or do you have a sleeping bag?
I could
get some. Okay, cause we need a camera guy.
I'm telling you, after we put this out, we get some hype back. You'll see the comment section. People want this, man.
They want it.
Yeah.
So would this be kind of like a documentary? Like, what would this?
Yeah, dude. Let's do it. Let's do it as like a special project, right? Let's film it all, and then I don't know when. When it's all said and done, maybe the second season would be on something bigger like Vice. Viceland? You're telling me we wouldn't be on Viceland? You're telling me
so,
the two of
so
us?
So, Vice, if you happen to watch the Stevie Weeby show, you know, we're avid fans of your content.
Shout out Action Bronson.
Shout out Action Bronson. We would like to have some Vice love. You know what I mean? You know what? You like Tom Green?
Oh, yeah.
I've been watching. I discovered him again. And you know what he did? It's similar to what you're talking about. This cat, he's OG, by the way. Before people were even podcasting, he was doing this like back in the day. Like he had his own shit. He had all this shit going on. But he just decided, didn't he marry Drew Barrymore once?
In their house.
Okay. But anyway, this is now, him now, single, still kind of dabbling in comedy. He's like, well, I'm, because he had a house in Malibu, right? I just was watching his content. He just said, similar to what you're saying, he's like, well, I'm just hitting the road. And so his content now is him just with him and his dog, like in a RV or something. And he's just traveling across America, dude, like wherever he ends up type deal.
That's badass.
Isn't that badass? So shout out to Tom. I'm a fan. I love Tom Green.
Dude,
love that shit.
Let's do this shit because yeah. I guarantee.
How would we survive though? Like monetarily, like how would we even?
I say we sell the shirts and the merch right now. Let's get that shit out there.
Yeah, because that's get all I'm worried about. Going. Like, okay, I'm in for the adventure, but how would we survive? Like, how would we shower? How would we eat?
Long as we can jump into a fresh water source every 3 days, or at least take a shower every 3 days, because that's right when you start getting funky. Like,
yeah, I don't want to get too swampy down there. Yeah. You know, I get funked out.
This reminds me, dude. Hey, one time you mentioned that you had do you still have scrotal eczema? You still have do you still got that flaky ball sack? Because, dude, like, I had a little.
Why'd you have to do it to me, man?
Do you still got that?
Why'd you have to do it? You didn't have to bring it up.
Because, like, I got, like, a version of that.
I'm just letting you know. Hold up. I'm glad you did bring it up.
Yeah.
I've had it a lot worse, but I'm talking about Steve today. Stevie Weeby today does a daily maintenance.
Ooh.
I never used to take hot showers. My ex-girlfriend, I told you the story. Partly the reason she broke up with me is because it would be frosted flakes in her sheets. You know what I'm saying? Like, it would be. And I think the dude she did start dating, like, crank called me and called me. And he said, "What's up, Frosty?"
Because
I guess she made. This is just my. I don't have evidence, but that only makes sense. Like, yeah. Why would he call me that? It was like this unknown number. I knew she was dating some new dude. She was already kind of planting the seed with him. But Stevie today, it's manageable. It is. It's not flaking on the sheets. I do a daily regimen.
So is this eczema?
It's like.
What is it?
It's just dry skin, man. You get dry skin on my nuts. Hmm. I don't know how to explain it.
See, I was getting so stressed out a couple months ago.
And other people have reached out to me, by the way, on Instagram.
Saying
thanks for, you know, talking about that. Yeah. You know what I mean? They like, oh, I deal with that too. So I think more dudes have
eczema and psoriasis than you know.
Explain, go ahead, the clinical term. What does that mean?
So psoriasis is from stress related. Your body literally physically is pushing out the toxins and like it. You're getting so mentally stressed that your body, it's as above, so below. Literally alchemy is happening. And with me, dude, that was happening. I was like stressing out hard.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was looking down at my like sack and like, what the fuck's, oh. And then I heard head.
You dealt with that too?
I had like this whole like bat like that. It was just, it was fun.
Was it skin?
Yeah, it was skin. And it was like, it was psoriasis. But
was it on your nuts?
It was getting close there, and then I was thinking, Jesus Christ, dude. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I got some steroid treatment hooked up with that.
Yeah, I mean, I did. It was a lot worse back in, like, late 90s, early, like, to the point where, like, I was working at IHOP because it used to itch, like, jock itch. And I would be, like, trying to do my job, but, like, itching my nuts in front of customers. And so my manager had to pull me aside and go, Steven, I noticed that you have a bit of a problem down there. You know, she gave me the managerial talk. Yeah, oh yeah. And so like, yeah, I've come far.
Yeah.
Like as far as like, okay, I'm not there, you know. I just do it daily, you know, as long as I'm showering every day. With hot water and I'm
why not hot water, dude? What's up? You just like,
I don't know. I don't know. For some reason, I don't know. For me, I didn't like it scorching hot or even hot. I liked it kind of like lukewarmish. I don't know why, because it was refreshing or something. I don't, but now I'm not afraid to use the hot water. That's why it's there. You know what I mean? But I'm glad you brought that up. I'm not ashamed. I've talked about this so many times, you know?
Yeah, who cares, dude?
It's a part of life, you know? It's like, I'm sure that females have a bunch of embarrassing stuff going down there hygiene-wise that they never talk about. But
I think that's why we're better. I mean, like, we never really talk about that.
Yeast infections? Come on, man.
Oh, yeah.
That must be kind of hard to deal with. You know what I mean?
No, thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
One time I got a yeast infection.
On your nuts?
It was back when I was still drinking. Mm-hmm. And I drank, this guy was cleaning out the keg and all the stuff that was on the mat of the keg. I was like, oh, what would you give me if I drank that? And he was like, you can drink here for free. And so then I just took this, the mat, and just drank all this foam and ooze and gross gel. And then I was like, score, right? And I drank for free that day. But then the next day I peed and literally like foam shit came out. And I was just like, and I went to Planned Parenthood in Idaho. And I'm like, damn.
Did it burn?
No, it didn't burn. But it was like, this isn't normal. And so then I went and told them. And they're like, yeah, you probably literally drank yeast. And now your body is pushing the yeast out of you.
So men could get yeast infections.
If you're a fucking disgusting drunk that drinks the bottom of a keg mat.
Oh, my God. So, I'm so glad you're not there anymore.
No.
You learned from that. Thank you. Let's continue, man, dude, time is flying by. Time. You know what? I'm going to save mine for, cause I want, we'll do it for a part five. It's too, I don't want, this might get me demonetized.
Well, good. I'll save onto something too.
Yeah. So I don't want to, you know, I thought I could talk about it. Wait for it for, it's going to be my music on the first verse of Harry Monroe Says What.
Tight.
Okay, so just listen to my music and you'll get the message there. Because this is the type, because this is, I don't want to expose stuff that, I don't want.
Keep it on a secret.
Yeah, just keep it kind of on the hush. Yeah, so I'm glad. So I'll turn this over. I wrote all this, you know. Yeah, but I'm glad you did that.
Homework before?
Yeah, because, you know, with you, I'm like, you know, because we've always have had that rapport, like, oh, I know he's going to bring some heat. I should write some stuff. I mean, that's an honor to you. That's respect for you, because it's like, if I didn't care, I'd be like, yeah, we're just going to talk about whatever. But I'm like, okay, if Ryan's coming back on here, I want to go in, you know?
Dude, even if these mics weren't on.
This might not be the best right now because, you know, of the, just the way the state of the world is. I don't want FBI agents knocking on my door.
So where are you going to be for, what are you going to do during the election? Are you going to be right here?
I'm just going to be chilling. Yeah, I'm not going to.
You're not going to leave town?
Yeah, I'm just going to ignore the circus. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to feed into that, you know.
I'm taking off.
Because I know what's going on behind that, you know.
Well, dude, the Dodgers just won right now.
Yeah, shout out to the LA Dodgers. We are in Los Angeles right now.
And the only reason I know that.
World Series champions. You said you heard some gunfire.
Just nonstop. It was da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I was like, what are we?
But, you know, hey, man, LA, you know. People represent out here, you know.
What goes up must come down.
Yeah, I mean, have you even been near? I filmed, you know, my Goodbye Balloon video about my dad. I filmed part of it over in that area.
Echo Park.
Dude.
Real deal.
That's not, there is some gang, there is some East LA gang graffiti out there. There is some characters.
The LA? That means,
I don't know. It was me and Craig were driving up this hill.
Were you in Avenidas?
It was near Avenida? A park near there too.
Yeah, dude.
And right, so in. That was like, I knew right away because I'm not.
Were they
just,
doing?
Hoo-hoo! No. I was looking at the tags. You know, I saw like Echo Park. I'm like, okay, that's a gang. And then I tried to use. I was gonna go to the restrooms and I saw some sketchy stuff there. I'm like, oh no, this. I won't go in there. I'm going to go over here. And then this location, we needed to get this shot where I let go of a balloon. Two kind of like cholo dudes were like just drinking their 40 and not. And I didn't. I'm street savvy enough not to be like, can you guys move? We're trying to get a shot. So I just hollered at Craig. I go, oh, Craig, we got to wait it out. But dude, lo and behold, these dudes were like. They did the opposite. They go, hey, let the homie film. And I go, oh, like, that was like respect, you know? He's like, let the Chino film, man. You know, and I'm like, I go, Craig, they're let, just wait like two more minutes. Just let them finish their beer.
Damn, dude.
And so, but that area, like going back to the Dodgers, there's like a, you know, there's an eclectic.
Those are veteranos out there.
Yeah,
dude.
There's like. You know, all kinds of different fans that.
See, this is why.
They might be in gangs or something. I mean, I don't know.
It's hard for me not to always be conspiratorial, but let's say the one city that has been known for burning their city down Now they get to be a little chill because the Lakers won.
And the Dodgers
won. Interesting.
Wait. Where are you getting at?
Imagine if they lost. Imagine how much more angrier they're going to be leading up into. How do you make these people more peaceful into the election?
Yeah, you're right. So are you saying that maybe it's fixed?
So let's say when 9/11 happened.
Listen to this guy.
When 9/11 happened, I think the Patriots won. When Katrina happened, the Saints won.
Really? I don't remember.
When Boston got bombed, I think Boston, it's always whenever it's, you got to first have an event and then fucking put a little aloe on it, you know?
Those championships are, that's our aloe.
They want us to chill the fuck out is what they want us to do.
Because we don't want another riots. You know what you know what happens when it goes the other way.
Well, dude,
the
Rodney King shit. Bop, for winning.
No, yeah. That's like we're going to throw Molotov cocktails with AK-47s and we're looting. You know what I mean?
You heard that all LAPD, they're not allowed to take any days off leading up to the election or after the election. All active duty officers are on board. Like cops,
oh my God.
There's four cops in each cop car that I was driving by today. Four cops, bro.
You know, I get scared when I see not just one chopper, but four of those choppers.
Have you been seen the drone?
I mean, I hear it at night, and I'm like, damn. This is going to make it seem like I'm in a real bad. Okay, it's not, where I live is not that bad. It's not that bad, is it?
I mean, L.A. is a
trip. I still skate around.
Yeah. You're not south of the 10, dog.
No,
don't worry about that.
That's different.
Yeah, that's a whole.
So this is Disneyland compared to that. We're good here.
Dude, we're damn good.
Well, that was past an hour, and I didn't even did you finish? I want you to really feel a sense of completion, because you have stuff written here too. Can you just finish reading a couple of these positive things you wrote down off?
So the mirror mind.
Yeah.
Mushin cannot be grasped by intellect alone. It must be experienced.
Okay.
All right. A Mushin mind has no ego, no substance. It's pure enlightenment.
And okay.
So like the Buddha that we know as the Buddha, there's two types of Buddhas. The one that we know is called the Bodhisattva, which means the person that is withholding enlightenment, nirvana, until all other beings in existence are able to get to it. Then there's the one that's a
prop. Selfless, dude.
It's like, imagine you could step through the door and just turn into.
Or like climbing the mountain.
Yeah. And you're like,
they see the top. They're like, no.
We're waiting for these cats to catch up.
That's selfless.
So then the second one is a pravisatta. It means private. It means literally it's the type that goes into a cave alone, meditates, and just melts into the back of their mind into like. Because there's been actual, in India and in China, there's in caves, they've found like people, monks that have, they sat in lotus position and their fingernails had fused to the palms of their hand because they were sitting there so long. And they literally like meditated themselves out of existence. So the person that, there is no wrong way to get an enlightenment, right? But
are you serious?
They've discovered these skeletons that are stalactites that have become calcified and part of the rock.
What?
Yeah, and this is in...
That's like next level Jedi shit, dude.
And it's in... It's funny because...
That's like Yoda shit.
I mean, that's where the whole concept of... Well, that whole idea of Star Wars is...
The Force.
Is like, you know, it's getting back to the idea of...
Enlightenment, maybe, for the Force.
Within your blood, you know, energy.
Yeah.
So that's it, man. But this state of mind takes years of practice to achieve, perhaps lifetimes. So here we are, man.
So lifetimes, so several lifetimes.
Who knows?
to get there.
Right.
Have you thought about, I mean, just out of my own curiosity, have you thought about just like leaving the United States and just like going to India or just some random place and just giving up all worldly possessions?
Because
I could see you doing something like...
When I watch Doctor Strange, I'm like, I want to be Doctor Strange so bad. I want to just go to Kathmandu, knock on a door, find an ancient master.
That was a dope movie, by the way.
That's all I wanted.
I enjoyed that movie.
I want to rock that gear and just walk around.
With the collar, boom. Just like...
So... I really do want to go to India, man. I fucking love the Hindu religion. I like the metaphors it has, but I do know that I'm such a sensitive that if this hurts me to see these type of poor, broken souls, India is like, Kathmandu is a city of millions of like very, very very poor people.
Oh, so my homie Jesse moved out there. He was out there for years filming a documentary about street dogs.
Damn.
Because out there is like these dogs. It's like gang shit. It's like there one dog will control this block. Another dog will control. You know what I'm saying? So the movie was called Pariah. I don't know if he released it yet, but you would really dig my buddy Jesse. Like he actually went out there, and the way he was treated, he's a white guy, you know, but he like the way they reacted to him is like on some Apocalypse Now type shit, you know, Marlon Brando, like they were like, just wanted to like touch his skin type shit. Like, you know, like he was, they looked at him differently.
Yeah. I get inspired by that stuff, man. I can't watch nature shows and documentaries without like wondering what it must be like to go out there, you know? So yeah.
If we do this parallel thing and it's a success, we got to do one on Hawaii.
Let's do it.
Cause there's some scary ghost stories there.
I've never been
like
there.
Like the Night Marcher, all that, you know.
Dude,
like there's some you've heard about like Hawaii. There's some scary Hawaiian ghost stories, like for real.
So then we'll do a whole Hawaiian version.
Yeah, where we go to the burial
island
ground.
Hopping.
Yeah, we do the burial ground.
Let's do it, man.
Do the whole thing.
I'm down, dude.
So Vice, if you're out there, we could use a budget.
That's all. Look it, we got it.
The Stevie Weeby Show YouTube channel is close to approaching 100,000 subscribers. If we get there or when we get there, Vice, please take a look at the content. To let you know, we do have the platform to cater your type of content.
Yeah, dude.
We're easygoing guys.
We're weirdos.
We're weirdos, right?
But
we're sober. We're not going to, nothing against Hamilton, but we're not going to be on like mushrooms. We're going to be clear headed.
If that guy lives to be like 120, I would not be surprised.
I trip out on that guy.
How is he alive?
I don't know, but that dude is a trip.
His voice is low.
No,
dude,
he's a good dude.
Abe, I know we're closing up here, but yeah. I do have one offer code. Could I insert this?
Yeah, dude. Say whatever you need to say.
Check it out. Go to saucylukes.com. You get award-winning barbecue sauce and rubs.
All right.
On checkout.
Shout out to Saucy Lukes.
Use Ryan.
Saucy, this is, I normally tax people for this.
Yep.
So send me another bottle of your barbecue.
He's going to be sponsoring the tour. Yeah. He's going to, saucylukes.com is going to sponsor the 37
Provide
parallel
some meats,
tour.
Provide some meats, too.
Oh, you know this. Some bison, maybe, but use Ryan
some
at checkout to save 20%.
All right, shout out your Insta and yeah.
All right, on Instagram at
here non-toot. We go. Can I hold it?
There you go. Go on Instagram at non-toot. That's N-O-N-T-U-T-E. I'm not a prostitute. And if you want to call and leave a voicemail, then go ahead. The phone number is 323-263-0663. 285-0663. Sorry, whatever. You get it.
And is it an answering service?
It's a Google voicemail.
It's a Google, and they could just leave you whatever?
Talk to me. Maybe I'll call back. Maybe I'll pick up.
Okay, so since you just kind of disclosed that, for our trip, if you're, let's kind of like map out the states.
Yeah.
If you happen to be where we're going to be headed, we could use a place to rest our heads.
Yep. You got a backyard?
Possibly use a shower so we could soap up.
There you go.
And shampoo. And call this. This is good. This is good promotion.
Call it 323-285-0663.
So what are the states off top that we're going to be?
We're going to be going from Santa Cruz into Nevada, into Utah.
Utah, Nevada, Santa Cruz.
New Mexico. Texas.
Oklahoma.
Carolinas.
Which one?
Southern Carolina. Yeah.
South Carolina.
So about 13 states. I totally missed a couple there, but hey, we're going to keep you updated.
But the ones he just named off, we could use a hot shower.
Yeah, if you're not going
to... And possibly a place to stay if you dig the content.
There you go. Big
time. And please call this. Give us your information.
323-285-0663.
Your housing situation... And a little bit of a message of who you are, how you found the show, and your thoughts.
And if you're a Hills Have Eyes people, just don't call.
Yeah, if it's on some deliverance shit, no thank you.
Yeah, no, we won't squeal.
Dude, I love you, man. That was great. That was great. All right, so I didn't get into my... Oh, I will save that for part five. Yeah, I'm glad... You know what? I'm glad I didn't say all that stuff, you know? Just listen to the music. I'm halfway done with the album. Off the Grid Rhyme, part four. We do have a Patreon attached to the show. If you want to help support this particular content, become a patron today. Patreon.com/Stevie Weeby. The newest patrons are Amanda C., Omar Delgadillo. Like I said, I'm six songs into my concept album. I think I'm going to name it I Feel Stir Crazy, based upon Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder's movie back in the day, Stir Crazy. I'm using samples, but then I'm thinking of concepts of songs that I get out of the samples. We do have a website, stevieweebyshow.com, if you want to get like a Little Ray's World hoodie right here. Just know shipping might be delayed because of the quarantine. My Instagram's Instagram/QUANGOU. My Bandcamp's stevieweebybandcamp.com. There's no Little Ray's World until the album is finished. But Lil Ray is going to be making an appearance on a song called Oh Rodeo Man. And he's saying that his verse was better than mine. Okay. And he's keeps leaving me messages saying that I'm no good, that he should be taking over
beef
the
now?
Podcast. I don't know, but I'm going to give you credit, Raymond, on the song. I don't want to be in competition with you because you're my friend. You know, I dig the puppet show. So if you want to send any of your packages, send your packages to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. Did we make an hour?
Yep.
Dude, I love you, man. That was amazing.
Thanks, man. Oh, let me do this.